Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison, died August 15th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family. Jeff Lorish is survived by his father, Ron and Kim Lorish, a brother, Wade and Amy Lorish, two nephews, many aunts, uncles, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Roger McCulloch is survived by three children, Barb and Wally Reichman, Rita and Matt Cox, and Carl and Kathy McCulloch. 11 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, a brother, Greg and Pat McCulloch, special friend, Joyce Weege, brother-in-law, Francis and Mary Walters, sister-in-law, Lucille Walters, and many nieces and nephews. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Montgomery is survived by three children, Ada Lenzendorf of Boscobel, Stephen Montgomery and Sandra McQuillan of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien. Four step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Dwayne C. Freilich, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne Freilich is survived by his sister Meredith, brother Bill, and his nieces and nephews. Also his care providers, Ed, Colleen, and Leah Eulenhake. Dwayne C. Freilich, age 83. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River, died Sunday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ron Daly is survived by his wife Jeanette, four children, Mia and Carrie Baumkamp, Chad and Jen Daly, Chris and Rochelle Daly, and Jessica and Tom Pecon. Seven grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, October 11th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Bob Williams is survived by two daughters, Roberta and Joe Coe of Richland Center, and Christine and Don Mesheray of Grays Lake, Illinois. Four grandchildren, niece and nephews, and many other relatives and close friends. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Sunday, October 19th at 1 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday, October 19th, from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Susan Krieger is survived by her husband Lonnie, son Jeffrey Krieger, daughters Jennifer and David Atkins, and Jessica and Benjamin Olson, two grandsons, a granddaughter, three brothers, George, Sydney, and Gary, and many nieces and nephews. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center.